Now, a consultation looking at changes to rates has been extended. Treasury is seeking feedback on a number of amendments to the Rating and Valuation Act 1953 and is keeping its consultation open for an additional 2 weeks. It's after impact assessments contained within the consultation document have been updated following feedback related to issues with data quality and due to the complexity of extrapolating data from the rate system. The proposals themselves haven't been without criticism, with some local authorities raising concerns over proposed changes to quarry rates. Well, the Treasury Minister, Alex Allinson, joins us this morning. Minister, these updated documents, just what was the issue there?
Well, Maura Meyer, and thank you very much for letting me come on the programme. This is a story you covered last week, actually, really well. We're looking for four different proposals and looking for the public's attitude towards tweaking some of the rates, particularly on empty and dilapidated properties, but also, as you say, about quarries. Now, Treasury don't set rates. What we do is collect them for most of the local authorities, apart from Douglas, Onchan and Braddon. But when we put out the consultation, some of the local authorities, particularly Maloo and Arbury, wanted a little bit more precise impact assessment. So what we've done is got away and worked with them, and we've updated some of the assessments, particularly in terms of the Andrus rates, if you got rid of the zero rating on empty and dilapidated properties, but also looking more in detail at the quarry rates, particularly down in the south, which is really quite a complicated system that we have at the moment, that we're asking for people's opinions about reforming.
It's not something we necessarily hear about often, the quarry rates. Were you surprised by the strength of feeling by those local authorities?
Well, I think part of it is the complexity of it. So I think most people understand how the rate system works, but in quarries, the rates that are charged, and remember, these are holes in the ground, quite literally, so they don't have very much in terms of local authority services. Some of them have none at all in terms of bin collection or anything like that. So the quarry rates are based on the royalties they pay in the previous year to the DOI. So everything they dig out, the total value of it, about 4% of that value is then paid in royalties. And then the quarry rates are based on what they paid in royalties. So it varies from year on year. And that's why it's sometimes really quite difficult for local authorities to balance how much rates they're going to get in. But it's also really difficult for the people who run the quarries, because if they work harder, they pay more rates. We know that the quarry rates on the Isle of Man are significantly higher than they are on the adjacent isle. And that has knock-on effects in terms of the building industry, who are using the aggregates and the sand and things like that are mined. So I think overall getting a more definite way of calculating quarry rates, a more sustainable and certain way of looking at quarry rates, would be helpful for local authorities who know what their income was, but also for the people operating the quarries to know how much they need to be paying out to the local communities.
You mentioned their local authorities and the building sector. For the average member of the public, what impact will this have?
Well, the consultation is looking, as I said, at four various aspects. The main one is empty and dilapidated properties, but also looking at charities and how they pay rates. The quarries are scattered quite randomly across the island and only affect some local authorities. But we know recently that, for instance, Bride have had issues with the quarry rates in terms of how much they then contributed towards the Northern Amenity site and didn't want that to be taken into account. And actually, I've had discussions with some of the commissioners there who said, look, can you please sort out the quarry rates? If the quarry rates were reduced, because at the moment, as I said, we've got this quite complicated way that they're calculated with no discount, unlike other buildings and other companies, how they run. If that was reduced, then obviously there'd be potentially less money coming into local authorities, and they'd need to either look at their spending and become more efficient and productive, or perhaps look at how they would balance that with increasing rates in terms of other business sectors or residential. So there is an impact there, but what we've done in the impact assessment has shown that that's relatively small.
Now, there might be some people listening who have already responded to this consultation and think, well, hang on, if the documents have changed, what if that changes my response? What can those people do?
Well, yes, I mean, if you go back to the consultation, look at the impact assessment, if that changes your mind, then please submit another submission. We've put an extra box there to say, can you replace the one I already put in? The consultation's been going for 6 weeks, and we're going to extend it until the end of the month to allow everyone to sort of express their views.
Now, this consultation, it looks at some fairly specific parts of the rates system. We hear about calls for rates reform all the time. Is this something that could be a stepping stone to wider rates reform?
I mean, we've said in the consultation that this is looking at, as you say, specific issues that have been raised again and again by the public in terms of empty and dilapidated buildings in particular. Earlier on this year, we had a debate in Tynwald about rates reform, and Tynwald members felt that really it should be up to the next administration. As we get further and further on, looking at how we can improve our communities, improve the way we run businesses on the Isle of Man, I think rates reform and local authority reform is essential. But this is one way of trying to look at it. And I think it does show the complexities of even making small changes, that the Act itself, the Rates and Valuations Act, needs to be rewritten. And part of that will be, you know, the overall reform of the rate system on our island.
That's the Treasury Minister, Alex Allinson.
Well, thanks very much indeed to the Treasury Minister for joining us this morning. If you want to get more details about the consultation, just to recap, it will now close at the end of the month, Friday the 31st of October. If you want to contribute your thoughts, you can get all the details at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.